The race for mayor of Los Angeles is shaping up to be a contest straight out of central casting. A community organizer turned congresswoman is up against a billionaire real estate developer. The front runners, both Democrats, Representative Karen Bass and businessman Rick Caruso. Election day is Tuesday, but voting is already underway. So let's make a stop in the country's second largest city with LA Times reporter Benjamin Oreskes. Hi, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with Rick Caruso. He has outspent all the other candidates combined, but he has also spent very little time in terms of facing other candidates in forums, town halls, debates, and some people say he's spending so much money that he's trying to buy the job of mayor.
Yeah, so Rick Caruso, longtime fixture in LA politics. He is the owner of several very fancy malls, hotels, a real estate titan here. And when he got in, he said, I'll spend what it takes. And that has meant, to this point, spending an upwards of $35 to $40 million of his own money. And much of that has gone into television ads with a simple message on three issues: crime, homelessness, and public corruption. He has hammered that message just ad nauseum, blanketing the airwaves with tens of million dollars worth of commercials. And the result is he's sort of ubiquitous now on your phone, on your television, on your computer, and everyone seems to know him.
His main competition is Karen Bass. This is a pretty well-known congresswoman who was on President Biden's shortlist to be vice president in 2020 and the presumed frontrunner until Caruso jumped into the race. Here she is announcing her campaign.
Los Angeles, you have called me home and I'm ready to serve.
What do we need to know about Karen Bass?
Karen Bass, like Caruso, has been a longtime fixture in LA politics and public life. She started a well-known nonprofit in South LA. She then went to the State House, where she was the Speaker of the State Assembly, and on to Congress. She rose to national prominence as the leader of the Congressional Black Caucus and a candidate for vice president. And this race for her was sort of about coming home. She has long represented large swaths of the West Side of LA and South LA. These are predominantly wealthy liberal areas and poor Latino and Black areas. And recent polling from the campaigns has shown that it's basically a tie. If no one gets over 50%, there will be a runoff in November. Congresswoman Bass has also talked a lot about homelessness and a lot about public safety, but in slightly less apocalyptic terms, I would say, and also not returning to policies of the past. Her sort of political origin story begins in South LA after the civil unrest of 1992. And a lot of her worry now is that we will overcorrect for a jump in homicides and other nonviolent crimes.
Okay, I want to hear a piece of tape now from Caruso. Here he is talking to a reporter about this issue from the local ABC affiliate, explaining how he would build new homes to get people off the street.
The minute we have a good, warm, clean bed and food, then people need to move off the streets, no more encampments. You have to enforce the law. So you're going to offer the bed once, you're going to offer the bed maybe twice. The third time you're going to say, I'm sorry, you've now broken the law.
Why are these issues activating these candidates so much? And I wonder if you could just answer that question by stepping back and explaining how deep the problem is right now in LA.
Homelessness is the most pressing issue in the city. 95% of respondents to a poll we did last fall said that much, which is sort of unheard of in public polling. On a given night, there's 50 to 60,000 people sleeping on the streets of LA County. In LA City, it's about 30,000 people sleeping on the streets. And what that looks like are tent villages, tent encampments on people's corners, in parks where kids are playing. This has animated our politics over the last several years. Huge amount of anger about the state of the streets. And in no uncertain terms, the streets got dirtier, more full of tents throughout COVID. And the result is that there have been lots of operations in major public spaces to clear those tents. And they've been extremely contentious in places like Venice Beach, a sort of national landmark. That has meant homelessness and the connections people draw to crime is at top of mind.
So what does it say to you about the state of progressive politics in a city like Los Angeles that Caruso, a businessman, a billionaire, who up until very recently was a Republican, what does it tell you that he's a front runner and may even win?
The politics of things like homelessness and public safety don't cut cleanly left or right. With Caruso, as you mentioned, had been a Republican, has given to Mitch McConnell, has given to Kevin McCarthy. changing his registration to Democrat. And for people who are fed up with the status quo, he is a way to voice a rejection in that status quo. And his primacy, aided and helped by the amount of money he has spent, is partially a function of that. So that tape you played is a sentiment I think you'll find among many Angelenos. I think what it overlooks or glades over is how hard it is to help people who are on the streets and how ineffective we have found it to just police homeless people out of existence. That has not been a solution that has worked here. It is also one that is legally problematic. There have been ample rulings from multiple federal courts saying that you cannot just arrest someone if you don't have a place for them to go. Obviously, he wants to build a lot of shelter. But again, I think there's a question of what he is saying and what actually can be done.
We've been seeing that some people are concerned about turnout, that a lot of the ballots haven't been returned yet. There's also a third candidate in the race, prominent progressive LA City Councilman, former Speaker of the California General Assembly, Kevin DeLeon. What are some of the wild cards that might shake up this race in the final days?
Absolutely. So just 8% of ballots have been returned as of Wednesday, June 1st, so with a little less than a week to go. So with a person like Kevin DeLeon, who you mentioned, he has in recent polls been at around 6 or 7%. I think his hope is that his popularity among Latino voters who don't necessarily show up in polls, that there will be this late swing towards him and that he will be able to sneak in. Most people don't expect that to happen, but we're likely headed for a runoff. What that means is Karen Bass and Rick Caruso will likely face each other in November, and then we'll see what the vision of the city is and what people want when that head-to-head takes place.
Benjamin Oreskes is a Los Angeles Times reporter covering the mayor's race in the city of Los Angeles. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.